Someone who saw War Horse last night is with us. Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
So how was it?
Oh, it was amazing. Okay, full confession, theater geek, love theater, love it. It was beautiful. It was probably one of the most artistic and interesting theater pieces I've ever seen. And it was, if the crowd's reaction was any indication, I think it really touched people. It was everyone on their feet instantly. I mean, I know that's common in Northwest Arkansas, but it was really spectacular.
Runs through Sunday afternoon.
Correct. There are two shows today, actually, and then there is one show tomorrow night, two shows Saturday, and one show Sunday. And there are tickets available for all of those. I know it's Memorial Day weekend, and I'm hopeful that if you have family coming into town and you need something to do, I think you should go see it. I think it would be a case of it's emotional. The show's emotional. It's sad. There are sad parts to it, and I know some people just don't want to be sad, but it's worth seeing purely for the artistry of it.
And that's a wrap on the Broadway season.
Yeah,
Sunday afternoon.
That'll be it for the Broadway season for the 12-13 season. Actually, next week, I believe, May 31st, though, we put Jersey Boys on sale.
Yes.
For single tickets. So right now we're just selling subscriptions, which is a great way to get tickets because it means you get a really good discount and you get the better seats because they go earlier. Once single tickets go on sale for Jersey Boys, then you can just call up and buy a pair if you want. And Jersey Boys will be September 3rd through the 8th, I believe. Next week, we'll have Scooby-Doo Live on May 28th and 29th. And that's just going to be a lot of fun. So that will be May 28th and 29th. And then I'm looking for my other flyer to try to figure out what else is happening. Because lots of things are happening in May and June with the second half of, or in June with the second half of Artisphere. But before Artisphere happens, the Art of Wine Festival comes back, and that's the weekend of the 13th, 14th, and 15th. So it's the 13th annual wine festival. It's a fundraiser for us to raise money for our arts programs, and it's a massive wine tasting. It's a lot of fun. We'll talk more about it as time goes on.
I like wine.
Yes, wine is good. And then the Artisphere Festival Orchestra will be here starting June 16th, and they'll be playing at St. Paul's. Well, not the orchestra. Orchestra members will be playing at St. Paul's and Thorncrown Chapel and Cooper Chapel with quintets and small ensembles. They'll be playing at Crystal Bridges for the Solstice Day on June 22nd. They'll be playing at Arcega's for Chamber Music at the Depot. I think that's the 20th, perhaps, of June. And then they'll be doing major concerts, which I know we're going to talk lots about, including a really exciting live broadcast.
Yes. Yes.
That is going to make your lives interesting for a little while, for sure.
It will make me glad I'm not an engineer.
Yeah, no kidding. But that's coming up. It's going to come up faster than you could think. So you can get tickets to that at artistspherefestival.org. And then War Horse tickets, Scooby-Doo tickets, and any other programming that we have in June is waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600.
All right. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.